It's 79 degrees at 8:30 this morning with sunshine all over central Indiana. And support for this hour's local news update comes from Small Box Web Design at smallboxweb.com. And here to bring us up to date once again is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. Heat advisories are in effect today for much of the Midwest and East Coast. Nothing for Indianapolis specifically, but there are advisories nearby. Temperatures through the region expected in the 90s, but they'll feel as hot as 105 because of the humidity. Forecasters say the extreme heat could continue for most of the week, and they remind people to drink plenty of water and check on the welfare of their elderly or sick neighbors. Today, Indiana Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Bennett is set to release the first set of statewide test scores that may determine whether some schools are taken over by the state. Bennett will release the results from the 2011 batch of statewide tests measuring math, English, science, and social studies skills in grades 3 through 8. The state has threatened to take control of 18 public schools for underperforming on the ISTEP tests over the last 5 years. However, 17 of those schools are not yet at risk of state takeover because high school level end-of-course assessment results won't be released until later this year. Pharmacies across Indiana have won a temporary victory in federal court against Medicaid cuts after a judge granted a restraining order against the state. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Community Pharmacies of Indiana, an organization of independent Hoosier pharmacies, sued the Family and Social Services Administration and its Medicaid arm after the state announced pharmacy dispensing fees would be cut 38%. The fee reduction is now suspended temporarily after the judge issued a restraining order. Community Pharmacies General Counsel Bill Cowan says he hopes the order will be a push for the state to go back to the negotiating table.
I think that the state has a good opportunity to talk to us about compromise.
Cowan says pharmacies are willing to take some cut, but not one as large as the state made. But FSSA spokesman Marcus Barlow says the state stands by its decision to reduce the fee.
You know, we think that it's at an appropriate level. We've always stood behind that thought, and so we're preparing for the hearing next month.
Barlow says if the state is ultimately forced to abandon the fee reduction, it will have to make cuts in other Medicaid programs. The permanent injunction hearing is set for August 24th. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet has asked to intervene in a lawsuit filed by two groups over the Ohio River Bridges Project. The groups filed suit against the Federal Highway Administration, claiming it didn't follow law when it approved the project in 2003. The Kentucky Transportation Secretary says the motion to intervene was filed because the lawsuit threatens to delay the project and drive up costs. Two new bridges spanning the Ohio River are planned between Louisville and Indiana, along with a redesigned downtown interchange in Louisville. And a southern Indiana theater that began showing movies in the late 1940s has closed its doors over a 63-year cinematic run. The Princeton AMC Movie Theater closed Sunday, its final show, the R-rated film Bridesmaids. The theater opened on July 21, 1948, with a showing of the Abbott and Costello comedy, The Noose Hangs High. The theater had replaced the Princeton Theater, which was destroyed by fire. Although the theater is now quiet, a realtor is conducting tours of the 11,000-square-foot building for potential movie theater owners. A new report highlights the progress of electronic health information throughout the state. Wayne Pratt has more inside Indiana Business.
The Indiana Health Information Exchange doubled the number of hospitals in its network in 2010. The organization is releasing its 2010 report this morning, and it also shows more than 22 district health systems are now participating in the network, with more than 1 million patients monitored in the past year. Chief Executive Officer Harold Apple says medical professionals will continue to gain knowledge from the technology. The exchange in 2010 received millions from the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health Act. Indianapolis-based Slingshot SEO has established a presence in California. The search engine optimization company has opened sales offices in San Francisco and San Diego. It's another example of the growth of an innovative Hoosier company. Co-founder Aaron Aders discussed Indiana's innovation climate during a recent panel discussion on Inside Indiana Business Television.
Innovation is all about community. And it starts with building connections through entrepreneurial supporting environments like Verge Indie, for example, where you have a platform for entrepreneurs to come out, present their ideas, get live feedback.
Ader says the company could open more offices around the country as part of its growth strategy. More than 1,000 entrepreneurs, investors, and venture capitalists from throughout the Midwest are expected at today's Innovation Summit in Indianapolis. The event is also expected to attract more than 50 companies. This is Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI.
There's a quiet revolution taking place in Indiana's economy. We're moving away from dependence on agriculture and factories and developing knowledge-based businesses. Indiana University is a leader in life sciences, research, and healthcare that's important to our future.
Today, a business may need to consider a health strategy, too. First Person creates health strategies designed to address both employee benefit costs and employee well-being. More at firstpersonadvisors.com.
The operator of Fort Wayne's minor league baseball team has made a payment to the city's redevelopment commission as part of the often-delayed Harrison Square development. Hardball Capital Chief Executive Officer Jason Freer says the $50,000 transaction is a demonstration of the team's continued faith in the project. Lieutenant Governor Becky Skillman plans to visit every Indiana county during the remainder of her term. The Hoosier Crossroads Tour kicks off today in Jackson County. That is where officials this afternoon are holding a ceremony to mark the rehabilitation of the Medora-covered bridge. The Indiana Department of Transportation says it is the largest covered bridge in the U.S. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
WFYI weather today, mostly sunny, hot with isolated showers and thunderstorms, high 91. Mostly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of rain and storms, low 67. And tomorrow through Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds. Tomorrow and Thursday's high 83, Friday and Saturday 88, and Sunday's high near 90. Right now, sunny, 79 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
Okay, thanks, Sharon. It's 8:38 now, and tonight in Phoenix, it's the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. That starts at 8 o'clock. Indiana native Scott Rolen of the Reds will be starting at